Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you love to run? Well, there are certain considerations if you're going to run in the fall or even as it gets colder into the winter. What do you need to know and what things should you be careful of? My guest today is Dr. Jordan Metzel. He is a sports medicine physician at Hospital for Special Surgery and a 31-time marathon runner and 12-time Ironman finisher. That is just absolutely amazing. Welcome to the show, Dr. Metzel. Let's talk about healthy fall running. What do you think is the most important thing to know as the seasons change if we're out there exercising?
Well, I love, first of all, nice to talk to you again, and I love running all the time. I love moving all the time. But I have to say there's something really great about the fall, and it's about a 2-3 month period of time before you're freezing and after you're boiling. And they're just a really lovely, crisp morning. Get out there. There's nothing like it. And I love running in the fall. That being said, we see a lot of longer events in the fall. We see a lot of marathons. I'm actually gearing up this weekend for New York Marathon, which is on Sunday, where typical to fall running, it's today in New York, it's about 65 degrees. It's going to be about 39 degrees on Sunday. So, a lot of temperature variation in the fall. So in general, running in the fall is a terrific thing. And there's people listening that do all levels of running, all distances of running. Now, typically, we see a lot of first-time marathon runners in the fall. And so I'm particularly interested in keeping those guys out on the road. I want their first marathon experience to be the absolute best thing they can do. And so I'm very into teaching runners how to prevent injury, which is something I'm personally interested in. Also in my work, I do a lot of that. So I think the key thing that most runners don't do is most runners, Melanie, don't strength train. They don't keep their muscles strong enough. And so what ends up happening is they just run, and they feel like, I'm going to do a marathon. I have to keep running. And they do a crappy job of strengthening their muscles. And the end result is they end up with things like runner's knee or stress fractures and things where if they keep their muscles stronger, they tend to do a lot better.
Well, I agree with you, and I see people that just run and don't do really anything else because they pretty much feel that that's, and we talk so much on this show, Dr. Metzel, about cross training and about avoiding these chronic types of injuries. So what injuries do you typically see, and can, besides strength training, flexibility training and good proper shoes, and then what about the leaves? I got a lot of questions for you.
All right, no problem. So, running injuries most commonly, so in sports medicine, we classify injuries into two basic buckets. The first bucket are what we call acute traumatic injuries, and those are like if you're watching, a football game and somebody hits another player and they go down, they get up and they're dizzy and they have a concussion, that's an acute traumatic injury. Somebody lands on their wrist in a soccer game and they have trouble moving their wrist, and they've broken their wrist, that's an acute traumatic injury. Or they twist their knee, and they tear a ligament in their knee while skiing, that's an acute traumatic injury. Now, in sports medicine, about 10% of the injuries are acute traumatic injuries, though those injuries get the most play in the media. So, if you're watching, like, a football game, you see those kind of things on TV. By far, the much more common injury category are what we call overuse injuries, and those are injuries not from one moment, but those are injuries that build up over time. So if you're a runner and you start getting achiness in your shins and you get a shin splint, which is an irritation of the lining of the bone, which turns into a stress fracture where the bone starts to swell and crack inside, those are really classic examples of overuse injuries. Or if you're a swimmer and you start to get achiness in your shoulder, which turns out to be tendonitis, which then goes on to chronic tendonitis, which can lead to a degenerative tear, that's another example of an overuse injury. So again, overuse injuries, different than the acute traumatic injuries, happen over time. And so that injury mechanism is much more common. And in running, we typically see overuse injuries both in tendon and in bone, and sometimes in muscle. So an example of a tendon overuse injury is the runner that comes in to see me, like somebody saw me this morning, with achiness in their Achilles tendon, and they have a little bit of pain in their Achilles, and then they run a little bit more, and it gets more sore, and it gets more sore, and it gets more sore, and pretty soon they have some rip-roaring Achilles tendonitis, and they want to run the marathon, and they come in saying, help. And then the other kind of person is somebody who comes in with, like I saw this morning also, an achy hip, and she's a first-time marathon runner, and she's getting a lot of pain with landing. Every time she lands, she's getting a lot of pain. She just did her long run, and she's tapering, but every time she lands, she has a lot of pain over the front of her hip, and in fact, she's getting a stress fracture in her femoral neck. So those are kind of both examples of overuse injuries, and the key thing for runners that I'm big into is teaching people how to recognize the early symptoms and then also prevent those kind of injuries. And so I've done a lot of work with Runner's World. I actually have my next book comes out next year with Runner's World called Run Your Best Life, and it's all about how to recognize and prevent these kind of injuries because, you know, different than like the football injury, almost all of these overuse injuries, which are the most common, are very much preventable.
Well, I think they are too. And, you know, what about things that are in our way? And I'd like you to also touch on hydration because, Dr. Metzl, one of the things that I notice in the summer, as you mentioned, everyone's boiling. And so they're drinking. But in the fall and in the winter, they don't tend to feel as thirsty because the cool weather seems to do something to that. So is hydration still just as important?
Yeah, you can get dehydrated. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Is it still just as important?
Yeah, you can get dehydrated in the winter. You can get dehydrated in the fall. I have to say, I am a big believer in the function of the body. I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts on this too, Melanie, because I kind of think this whole thing of like drink, make sure you keep drinking, drink all the time, you know, get people all nervous. They're walking around with their water bottles, like slugging water all the time. I generally think the body is a pretty amazingly efficient system in general. I've always had a hard time totally believing that everybody's walking around chronically dehydrated and we have to just be pounding water all day long. I mean, that's been the company line from a lot of nutrition sources. I don't really see that. I don't know if you do. I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts on that because, to me, I think hydration definitely plays into injury and particularly overuse injury, muscle injury. But I'm a bigger, what I do in my own training and my own racing is that, you know, when I feel thirsty, I try and drink and I try and drink when
Me
I
too.
Think about it and when I feel thirsty. But I think this whole thing of like people are chronically dehydrated, you got to drink all the time, 8 glasses a day. Or, you know, I just kind of feel like I'm not sure I totally buy that. I don't know how you feel.
I don't kind of either. So I'm right on board with you. And I see people with these water bottles everywhere. It's sort of annoying. And I just think the body lets us know, and that, yes, for injury's sake, and if you're running long distances, make sure. And then even after sports, you know, I'll give my daughter her chocolate milk, you know, afterwards, good replacement beverage. But I don't think they need to be drinking water every 10 minutes. And, you know, also with people walking around with those things all the time, it just makes me a little bit crazy. But now we only have not even barely a minute left. So really, I'd love your best advice for running in the fall, you know, shoes and leaves and slippery things and rain and all the things that come up to make your healthiest fall running experience.
Okay, so let me talk about stuff that gets in your way, first of all. So stuff that gets in your way, I mean, you have leaves, you have branches, you have squirrels, you know, all kinds of stuff happens in the fall that, you know, whatever. So number one is you got to be a little more careful where you're landing. You know, wet leaves are really slippery. You can slip over. You can tear a muscle. You can break a bone in your foot. So if you're doing trail running, outdoor running, which I love, I recommend running outside all year long. I definitely do. You know, be careful of your footing. Make sure you see where you're going. Try and keep your balance. Don't get caught up with, you know, some kind of crazy downhill, whatever. Just try and be balanced with what you're doing, for sure. And then in terms of shoe selection, you know, there's been some really exciting advances in the last couple years with shoes.
We only have 30 seconds, Doc.
Yeah, some of the new linings of the shoes are much more absorptive, and they're lighter. And so I've kind of gotten away from the heavier, clunky shoes. I've gone much more to a lighter shoe. My patients are doing the same. I think we'll see a trend towards that going forward.
Rock on. Great information for healthy fall running. Marathon season is here, and you just heard great advice from someone who has run 31 of them and is about to run another one this coming weekend. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on the award-winning Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.